Morning of today's daf in Zvachim is daf yud. We are on Testament Beis. We're finishing up one sugya from yesterday, and then we continue on to our sugya, our today's sugya, which really starts in the bottom of the Amud, but we still have a little bit to go. We had a statement made by Rav in the name of Mavog, a couple versions of what the statement was. But basically what we're learning yesterday, at the end of yesterday's daf, was the chatzas brought by Nachshon ben Aminadav. Nachshon ben Aminadav, the nasi of Shevet Yehuda, who brought the first set of karbanos on the first day of Chanukah Samishkan. So as I mentioned yesterday, he brought a chatas, an ola, a shlamim, mincha. So he brought basically the complement of all the karbanos. I mentioned yesterday, Asham was notably absent. But in other words, he brought the entire complement of karbanos as part of the inauguration of the Mishkan. Now the chatas that was brought by Nachshon, so that's not a chatas because he was a chote. That was a chatas because that's part of the Chanukah Samishkan, that every one of the Nisim bring a carbon chatos, but it's not for a chait. And so we have what is, what we were learning yesterday, was a carbon chatos that in name was a carbon chatos, but functionally speaking was not a carbon chatos. In fact, if anything, we can call it a carbon ola. Okay? So, and what we were basically doing yesterday was just entertaining the idea of, what if you have a shalol lishmo on such a chatos? Do we view that as a chatos or do we view that as an ola? So, we had a couple versions of Rav in the name of Mavog. So Ika D'Amar, let's go over the Ika D'Amar version of it, which we did yesterday. It's about two-thirds of the way down on the Amud. First word in the line is Nachshon. So in the second version, Ika D'Amar, Amar Rav Mishmen D'Mavog, Chatzos Sheshach, L'Shem Chatzos Nachshon, Psula. If you have a Karban Chatzos Sheshachet for L'Shem Chatzos Nachshon. So in other words, so it's a Chatzos Sheshach, L'Shem Chatzos, but Chatzos Nachshon. So that means to say that really it's carbonola. So that is what we call Shinoi Kodesh. Therefore, it'd be possible. Chatzos Nachshon Olahi. And the Ika D'Amri spells it out. Because we view Chatzos Nachshon as a carbonola. Now, for us, that does not have a lot of halach lamaisa. I mean, we're in Seder Kachem right now. We're learning Zvachim. A lot of it does not. But in other words, you have to have a carbon chatzos in mind. L'shem Chatzos Nachshon. Okay, unlikely that such an event would happen. But the Gemara says, but there are kabbanos that are offered regularly. Again, when there's a Beis HaMikdash. And that is the chatzos of a mitzvah, the chatzos of a nazir. And they operate in the same principle, in that in name it's a carbon chatzos, but functionally speaking, it's not a carbon chatzos. Meaning the mitzvah brings a carbon chatzos. Now, the chatzos is not for the avera. The tzaras is for the avera. The chatzos is for the tahara. And for a nazir as well. He's a nazir. He's not an avaryan. And again, we've gone over this before. We know there are shitas in the Gemara that refer to describe the nazir as being an avaryan. But kipshuta, but the simple pshat, of course, is that he's not an avaryan. And the carbon that's being brought by the nazir at the end, his chatas, is not a classic carbon chatas that's brought for an avera. So why don't we give those examples? So ikar chatas naka. The Gemara says, you're right. Those are good examples. And they could have been given. But we look at the first non-chatas chatas. The first historical non-chatas is the one offered by Nachshon, so that's why that's the one that's being cited. But in Achinam, you of course would be right. Am Rav Chatas Chel Shashach L'Shem Chatas Dam L'Shem Chatas Avodas Kochavim K'shera. So we're continuing along this discussion of a Chatas L'Shem Chatas, but here with slight alterations. Let's say the Kohen had the Kohen should have had in mind Chatas Chelav, meaning that it is a carbon Chatas being brought for the purposes of a kapara. And the aver was achilas chelav, and the kohen, yeah, so he got his avers mixed up. So he had in mind now a chatas is brought for the avera of achilas dam. So chatas chelav sheshach l'shem chatas dam, or l'shem chatas avodas kochavim k'shera. So under those circumstances, it'd be kosher because it's not a shinui kodesh. You didn't change the designation of the carbon. You didn't get all your details right, but you got the basic point right. It is a carbon chatas being chechted. L'shem carbon chatas, you are good. L'shem chatas nazir, l'shem chatas mitzor, psula, hani olas ninu. And as we already articulated, but now we're just kind of reiterating, that if I have a chatas of mitzor nazir, they are by name carbon chatas, but functionally they are really more of a carbon ola, and therefore this is shinui kodesh, and therefore such a shinui would render the carbon puzzle. Fine. By rava, chatas chel sheshach l'shem chatas de tumas mikdash v'kadash amau. So here we go now. Here we go with a scenario in which chatas chel shechted for, with the kavana of Tumas Mikdash VeKadashav. Now, me, I'm in a Karis Kamosa. On one hand, the Avera that was violated is an Issa Karis. Going into the Beis HaMikdash, while being in a state of Tumah, has with it an Onish Karis. So on one hand, So you get, so again, he didn't get it right, meaning he got the Avera wrong, but he got another Avera that has with it Nisr Kares. O Dilma, in Kavu Kamosa. On the other hand, you don't bring a standard carbon chatzis for Tumas Mikdash Fekadosha. What do you bring? Carbon Ola V'Yorid. In other words, a fluctuating carbon, a flexible carbon chatzis, where depending on your financial status, if you have the means, you'll bring an animal. If you have less than that, you'll bring a pair of birds. If you have even less than that, you'll bring a carbon mincha. So in other words, so there is flexibility, is what we classically refer to as the Ola V'Yorid. So it is a form of a carbon chatzis. It's right there in that it's next perek over. Meaning the standard carbon chatzis is perek dalid, and the Ola V'Yorid is in perek hay. But it's there. So Rav Acha Brei Derava Masni Kulu Lipsula. Now, according to Rav Acha Brei Derava, it's all possible. Meaning, even though we just had a position in the Gemara that says that chatzis chel shechter l'shem chatzis dam would be okay because it's chatzis, right? So Rav Ach, when he teaches this, he says, no, it's not okay. It's possible. My taima v'shachat osa l'chatzis. L'shem osa chatzis. Not only do you have to get the carbon chatzis right, you have to get the avera right. So in other words, if it's l'shem, if the person ate chalev and the Kohen is saying, this is a chatzis l'shem dam, he did not get it right, and it would be possible in such a scenario. Amle Ravashi le Ravacha Bere Derava by Derava Hechem Asnisan La. Amle Anan Bishinu Ibala Masnisan La. Vahachim Asnisan La. Meaning, as far as the question is concerned, we were discussing the question vis-a-vis Shinu Ibalim. And the question goes like this. Amle Rava Chatas Chelu Sheshach Tamisha Mechayiv Chatas Dam. Vechatas Avodis Kocham Psula. So, now we are moving from Shinu Kodesh over to Shinu Ibalim. Shinu Ibalim, as we have said and we continue to say, in order for Shinu Ibalim to be affected, the other person has to also be Chayiv Karbon Chatas. So, if you have in mind another person who's Chayiv Karbon Chatas, that's Shinu Ibalim, and therefore it's going to be possible. Amisha Mechuyiv Chatas, Nazir Chatas, Mesorik Sheira. Ah, but if you have somebody in mind who is Chayiv Karbon Chatas, but only Chatas a name, a non-Chatas Chatas, like Mitzora, like Nazir, so for Shinu Ibalim, it would now be okay. I know that's confusing, but again, you have the principles down, you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Because again, Shinu Ibalim only registers as Shinu Ibalim when the other person is Chayiv Karbon like you. Only when it's Kamosa, but if it's not Kamosa, so then it's not Shinu Ibalim. So if the Kohen has in mind somebody else who's Chayiv Karbon Chatzis, but Chatzis Mitzora, Chatzis Nazir, the non-Chatzis Chatzis, it's not Kamosa, therefore it's not Shinu Ibalim. Ubayin Lehachi. Now that we're here, now that we understand these halachas, now we can ask. Rabbi Rav Chatzis Chel Shashak Amisha Mechuyiv Chatzis Tumas Mikdash Hakadosh of Mahu. Yeah. Now it's Shinu Ibalim. Shinu Ibalim on the person who's Chayiv Karbon Chatzis, and the Kohen had somebody else in mind, and that other person he had in mind was Chayiv and Ola V'Yorid on Tumas Mikdash Hakadosh. Now is that Kamosa? Mi Amrina and Kari's Kamosa? So on one hand, in terms of the Onesh, Chomer Onesh, the same. Oh, Dilma in Kavu Kamosa. In terms of the actual carbon itself, not the same teku. And on this, the Gemara leaves off as a question. Okay. We now continue. We're continuing the Gemara. We're on the bottom of Testament Beis, four lines from the bottom, and we're starting today's sugya. And a word of introduction in Masechta Zvachim, Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to be spending a lot of time on the concept of pigel. Pigel is one of the more favorite topics of this Masechta. I will not keep score, but for those of you interested, you keep score in terms of the number of dapim in this Masechta dedicated to the topic of pigel. We're gonna see it in the not so distant future. The idea behind pigel is that when a Kohen shechts the carbon, and he has a consideration while shechting the carbon that an achila will occur chutz l'zmano. So under those circumstances, now what he has done is that he has given the carbon pigel status. Given the carbon now pigel status, if somebody now eats from that carbon that has pigel status, so that is going to come with it in Isser Kares. Right? We're going to make this point clearly as we go through all the sugyas of pigel. Making a carbon pigel is an avera, it's an Isser, but the Isser Kares comes only when you eat from a carbon that is now given pigel status. Pigel is a machshava. Pigel is a thought. It's an intent. Does the Kohen have to articulate? That goes back to the question we had in the beginning of the Masechta. With all these psule machshavos, do they need articulation? So again, kipshuto, let's say simply the answer is yes, but I also happen to know that that's not so pashut, and it's a machlokas. But for our purpose for right now, let's simply say yes. You need an articulation. So when the Kohen shechs a, let's give a simple example. Let's give the Torah's example, a karmen shlamim. And the Kohen then, while shechting the karmen shlamim, says, I'm looking forward to eating from this karmen shlamim 3 days from now. So that is now no good, because the karmen shlamim can only be eaten for 2 days. So now, as he's doing an avodah, he is now having a kavana of eating a chutz l'zmano. So now he has rendered and registered the animal as a pigel. And therefore, anyone who eats from this carbon from this point going forward is going to be subject to the kari's penalty. Okay. And that's but just a sketch, a brief outline of pigel. There are many more details of pigel, which we're going to be learning later in the Masechta. Another important point, two more important points regarding pigel, I say by way of introduction, and then we'll start our sugya. When it comes to the psul of pigel, so the psul of pigel has really two versions of it. There's chutz l'zmano and there's chutz l'mkomo. Now, they're very similar to one another, but first of all, they're different in just how they operate. Chutz l'zmano means that when the Kohen shechs a carbon, he says that I'm going to eat a chutz l'zmano beyond its allotted time. Chutz l'mkomo just simply means that when the Kohen shechs it, he says to himself that he's going to eat the animal outside of its allotted place. Meaning, a karmen shlamim, again, we'll use the karmen shlamim as a standard example. Karmen shlamim can only be eaten within Chomas Yerushalayim, within the walls of Yerushalayim. It is kashim kalim, and therefore can be eaten anywhere within Yerushalayim. And the Kohen says to himself that after the karmen now is prepared, while he's shechting, he says, I'm going to eat the karmen in Tel Aviv. I love Tel Aviv. Okay. So that's chutzim kama, and that's going to be possible as well. The outstanding difference between chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo, it's that chutz l'zmano, so if the Kohen has a pigel machsham and chutz l'zmano, so that will create something that's potentially kares bearing, meaning that the person who consumes it is going to be subject to an onus of kares. Masha enkein, when it comes to chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mkomo, he passes a karban, it is pigel, but there's no kares for chutz l'mkomo. Only kares for chutz l'zmano, not for chutz l'mkomo. That is one point. And one more point I would like to go over. The important point as well when it comes to pigel. Pigel is a machshava on achila, meaning when I do one of the avodas of shechita, kabbalas adam, holacha, and zrika. So while doing one of the avodas, so now he's going to be thinking about how he's going to be doing an achila. I'm going to go with classic pigel. Chutz l'zmano, beyond its allotted time. Now, when I say achila, achila can come in a number of different versions of what achila is. Achila could be your consumption, meaning you, the Kohen, have a part of the animal. Could be the owner's consumption. The owner also is going to eat part of the shlamim. Could be the mizbeach's consumption. We know that parts of the carbon are going to go on the mizbeach. And it could even be zrikas hadam. Now, zrikas hadam is a funny kind of consumption. But in other words, but you're going to be taking the first blood that comes out of the animal and sprinkling it onto the mizbeach. That's also a form of consumption. So let's say when the Kohen shechs the animal, he says, you know what, I'm going to be zorig dam tomorrow. That's chutz l'zmano. That also will make the animal pigel as well. So in other words, when the Kohen has a machshava during shechita of chutz l'zmano, on any of the achilos hakarban, which includes him, the baalim, the mizbeach, even zrika, so if he has chutz l'zmano in mind, so he has rendered the animal a pigel. And the carbon's possible. That's right. The carbon's possible. Absolutely. And moreover, anyone who eats from that carbon is subject to kares. With all that stated, we have a concept in pigel of this idea of mechashve me'avoda la'avoda. That while doing one avoda, if the Kohen is taking under consideration a future avoda, that will make the animal pigel. And quite frankly, if you think about it, that's actually part of the definition of pigel. Meaning when the Kohen's doing the shechitas ha-karbon, and he says that I'm going to sprinkle the blood, so chutz l'zmano, outside if it's a lot of time, meaning not today, tomorrow, that's no good. So in other words, we have this idea by pigel of mechashven me'avoda la'avoda. If while doing one avoda, you're thinking about a future avoda, that will be pigel. And our question, which is going to be the first part of today's daf, it will really cover almost all of Yud Amud Aleph, is the question of this concept of mechashven me'avoda la'avoda. Does it also apply to Shinui Kodesh? Does it also apply to Shinui Bailam? Does it also apply to Avodah Zarah? Meaning in other areas in Halacha where we have Shechita and Zrikas Adam, does this concept of mechashon me'avoda la'avoda, does it transfer over to other psule karbanos and even avodah zarah as well? And so let's begin our discussion for today. Itmar, four lines from the bottom. Shech l'shma l'zrog dam l'shma l'shma. So let's say the kohen shechs the carbon l'shma, good. But while doing shechita l'shma, he says, and you know what? I'm going to sprinkle the blood of this carbon l'shalo l'shma. So let's say, let's go back to our first example that we said in the beginning of the Masechta, and Dav Beis and Aleph, right? The first Rashi. You know what? No, I take it back. I'm not sure if that's the best example. Let's say we're talking about a carbon chatas. Okay, let's use the carbon chatas as our example. So, excuse me. Let's say it's a carbon chatas. And the Kohen, while shechting it, says, you know what? I know it's a carbon chatas. I'm shechting it as a carbon chatas. But I plan, when I sprinkle the blood, to be sprinkling the blood l'shem olam. Okay, what the motivation for the Kohen is, and by pickle, it's a, like an unanswerable question. Like, he knows you're not allowed to do that. So why would he say that? Why would he think that? What's the Yetzer Hara for all this? I don't know. Okay, anyway. So the, Shach l'shma l'zrog dam l'shma l'shma, Rabbi Yochanan Rapsula. So under those circumstances, Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible, meaning he subscribes to the concept of Nechashim me'avodah l'avodah, even by Shinui Kodesh. Reish Lakish Amar Ksheira, and Reish Lakish on the other hand says, no, it's fine. Why? Gemara explains. Rav Yochanan Amar Psula Mechash Me'avod La'avod Avi Afin Me'machshev as Pigel. Because Rav Yochanan says, look, Pigel will serve as a Binyan Av, it'll serve as a model. Just like by Pigel, Machshev as Pigel, we have the concept, everybody agrees we have the concept Mechash Me'avod La'avod. That while doing the Shechita, the Kohen says that I'm going to be sprinkling the blood, Chutz Zmano, that's Pigel. Same thing is true, says Rav Yochanan, regarding the psul of shelo l'shma, shinui kodesh, that when the Kohen shechs the animal and he says that I plan on sprinkling the blood shelo l'shma, so again, he's forecasting, I plan on sprinkling the blood shelo l'shma while doing the shechita, that too is going to be possible as well. Yeah, in other words, right, correct. And Reish Lakish Amar Ksheira, Ein Mechash Me'avod La'avoda, and Reish Lakish says it would be kosher because you do not have a machshava Me'avod La'avoda V'lo Yafinu Me'machshavas Pigel. Because even though it's true by Pigel, but that's Pigel. We're talking about Shalol Shema, it's a different psul. And we don't learn out one halacha from the other. And the Gemara says that not only is Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish having this debate vis-a-vis the machshava Shalol Shema, but they're also having this machlokes by Avodah Zarah as well. As we turn now to the top of Yudam and Aleph, Ashokhei Sabeim Amanalson Zrok Dam Lavos Kochavim LaHakir Chalba Lavos Kochavim. A person shechs an animal and says, "Look, with the shechita, I plan on doing no avodah zarah, but I am forecasting while doing the shechita that I'm going to either sprinkle the blood for avodah zarah or burn the fat for avodah zarah." So he's forecasting what he's going to do in the future. Rav Yochanan Amar Asura. Rav Yochanan says, "Now this is Zivchei Mesim. He has now rendered this animal a." Takrovis avodah zarah. The animal is asur bahana. And mechash me avodah l'avodah v'yafinu chutz mipnim, because Rav Yochanan says this idea by Pigel translates over. It doesn't just translate over to Shinui Kodesh, it also translates over to avodah zarah as well. And Reish Lakish Amar Mutar, say mechash me avodah l'avodah v'lo yafinu chutz mipnim. And Reish Lakish says, no, it doesn't translate over. Meaning that that's a halacha limited to Pigel and it does not translate over to the world of avodah zarah. Now, we have over here a machlokas of Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish really two times over, but it's the same point. Meaning Rav Yochanan says that the concepts of Pigel translate over to Shinui Kodesh, and it translates over to Avodah Zarah, and Reish Lakish says no and no. And the Gemara classically, as it classically does, says, why did I need both? Tzricha. Now the word tzricha is not in the Gemara, but you'll see on the side. Side note, the word tzricha probably should be there. Tzricha, I need both of these machlokas. Because if I only had the machlokas vis-a-vis Avodah Zarah, think about how far away we are from Pigel. Pigel applies to a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. And now you want to take the concept of Pigel and move it over to Avodah Zarah. Reish Lakish says, no, we're not moving it all the way over to Avodah Zarah. But if you want to move it over to Shinui Kodesh, that's not a big step. Meaning Shinui Kodesh is by carbon. In the Beis HaMikdash, while doing the Avodah, it's actually very similar. So if I only had the Machlokas by Avodah Zarah, I might have made the argument that Reish Lakish would agree by Shinui Kodesh that the concept of pigul applies, meaning the concept of mechashmi avoda lavoda. And emamodel Rav Yochanan v'iyashmina b'ha b'hakam Rav Yochanan v'abehi emamodel l'reish lakish tzricha. And if I had only the machlokas regarding Shinui Kodesh, so there I would make the argument that Rav Yochanan there says that by Shinui Kodesh you have the concept of mechashmi avoda lavoda because it's very similar. But now I'm moving over to Avodah Zarah. We are so far away from Karban, Beis HaMikdash, Kedusha, Mitzvah, etc., etc. So maybe Rav Yochanan would agree to Reish Lakish, therefore I need both. And so what do we have right now? A machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether the concept of Mechashmi Avodah Lavodah, even though everyone agrees it applies to Pigol, does it apply to Shinui Kodesh? Does it apply also to Avodah Zarah? And the Gemara now continues this discussion. Ki also Rav Dimi Amar Mesav Rav Yirmi Yelisiyul Rav Yochanan, and Rabbi Yilal Lisiyul Reish Lakish. So when Rav Dimi comes in from Eretz Yisrael, he notes that the later Amorayim are bringing proofs for both. One brings a proof for Rav Yochanan, the other brings a proof for Reish Lakish. So we start with Rav Yirmiyah's proof for Rav Yochanan. Rav Yirmiyah Lisiyul Rav Yochanan Uma B'Makom. So now here we go. Now these next lines of Gemara are going to be a little bit tricky because basically what we're going to do is we're going to try to create a Kavachomer lending to the idea, supporting Rav Yochanan that we can be mechashim, we avoda la'avoda, and the idea does in fact translate from pigul over to Shinui Kodesh. So stay with me. I'm going to try to explain these kavachomers as clearly as possible. Stay. We're going to go in the kavachomer. We're going to go attempt, failed attempt, and we're going to do it three times over until the Gemara finally gets the kavachomer right, so to say. So the Gemara says, let's consider pigul. Let's say the Kohen, while shechting the animal, says, you know what, I'm shechting this animal chutz zmano. That's his machshava. I'm going to shech this animal chutz zmano. Now think about how absurd that point is that I just said. In other words, he's shechting it now. I plan on shechting it outside of its allotted time. Well, that's silly. You're not shechting it beyond its allotted time. You're shechting it right here, right now. So the chutz lizmano machshava and shechita itself obviously is not a psul. Obviously. I mean, the point is so obvious, I can understand how that point might escape you. Because it's too obvious. And meanwhile, when he does the shechita, and he's forecasting about a future avoda, let's say zrika, for example, that the zrika is going to be done shalol, not shalol shmo, that the zrika will be done chutz lizmano, so that's pigul. So that's the starting point. So now, at first hearing the kavachomer, it sounds good. When I now move over to the psul of Shinui Kodesh, when I do Shinui Kodesh on the here and now, is that a psul? Of course that's a psul. When the Kohen says that I'm shechting this carbon chatas as a carbonola, meaning the shechita is shalol lishma, that's a psul. So if that's a psul, and now I forecast it to the future, Ain odin sheyehei pasul. Okay, so that is seemingly a good kavachomer. Maskela Rava bar Yila ma lechutzes mano sheken kares. What do you mean that's a good kavachomer? It's a terrible kavachomer. Meaning we're trying to learn now from the halachas of pigul over to shalol lishmo, Shinui Kodesh. How can I learn from one to the other? Pigul, by definition, isn't this a kares? In other words, it has the penalty of kares associated with it. I learn out kavachomer when I'm learning from something kal to something chomer. I'm learning from pigul, but pigul has kares attached to it. I don't have kares by Shinui Kodesh, by Shalol Lishma. Yes, the animal is going to be pasul, but there's no kares. So, okay, so I can't learn out from pigul to Shalol Lishma. So, failed attempt in terms of round one. Here we go, round two. El amar Rava bar Yila hachi kamar, uma makum shimama harin yisho chichutzim komo, shu kasher. So again, he's shechting the animal in the Azara, exactly where he needs to be. It's a carbon chatzah, so he's in the north side of the Azara, and he says, I'm shechting chutz mem komo. That's his kavana. That's very good that you're kavana. You're in the Azara right now. You're in the north side. So obviously it's disregarded, because it's not even true. So kasher, shechtu amenasas rogdam chutz mem komo pasal. But now, when he says, while shechting the animal, I'm going to sprinkle the blood chutzim komo, so that's pigul. Now remember, that's the alternate version of pigul. The non-kares part, there's not the non-kares part of pigul. So, Malkum Shi Mama Harini Shah Kishaloshma Hushu Apostle, Shah Tamanasal Zrok Tamashaloshmo, you know, did she apostle? So now, if that's true by the Machshava Chutzim Kamo, that a Machshava on the Shechita itself is disregarded, but a Machshava while doing the Shechita on a future Avoda is in fact significant. So now on Shinui Kodesh, on Shalolishma, wonderful. Meaning the Kavachomer now is solid. If a Machshava on the Shechita itself, I'm shechting this carbon chazas l'shem ola. So if that's possible, so if doing it and forecasting for a future avoda, for sure that should be possible. So what we now have is a better kavachom, and it's better because chutzim kamo doesn't have karis with it. So the pircha that we asked in round number one is not going to apply in round number two. Maskev, let me just finish the point. Maskev Ravashi, ma l'chutzim kamo shekeno b'chol hazvachim. Tamer b'shalosh mosheno noa gela b'pesef chazas. Once again, I can't take a halacha that's true by chutzim kamo and move it over to shelo lishma, because the halacha of chutzim kamo, the pigul of chutzim kamo applies to every karban. Ma she'en kein, the psul, I'm speaking very carefully, the psul of shelo lishma only applies to chatas and pesach. The psul of shelo lishma does not apply to any other karban. So whatever may be true by chutzim kamo cannot translate and transfer over via kavachomer over to chatzos and pesach, because chatzos and, I'm sorry, over to chutz, over to shinui kodesh, because shinui kodesh only applies to two karbanos and that's it. Yes.
So even, let's say even the guy has like this thought in his mind to do something. So what happens to the principle of the varim shalom in the varim?
Again, let's assume he has to articulate. I said that earlier. For pigul, let's assume that he articulates. It's not ridiculous. Meaning, he could do it. He could do chutzim kamo. He could do chutzos mano. It's ridiculous because the Torah says not to do it. Yeah. It could be done. Amar Avashi Hachi Kamar. So here we go now, round three. Round three now of a possible kavachomer to support Rav Yochanan. So, let's now talk about a case where it's l'shem ploni. If let's say you shecht an animal with a shinui bailim, you have another owner in mind, and you say, look, I'm shechting it for so-and-so, not the owner, somebody else. So under those circumstances, the carbon would be kosher. Now, you know why it's kosher? And this goes back to what we said on day one, and we repeat it again, and now we're going to repeat once again. By shinui bailim, it only passels the animal, it only passels the karban, only when it's connected with zrika. Meaning you have to shecht it to sprinkle on behalf of somebody else. But if you shecht it on behalf of somebody else, that's not shinui bailim. We said that on day one, we said that again later, we're saying it now as well. So now, when it comes to shinui bailim, a machshava on the shechita itself is not going to not going to affect the animal, will not passel the animal. But meanwhile, shechita amanas lizrog dama for somebody else will passel. So now, makom shimama harini shochesh shelo lishman shu passel shachta amanas lizrog dama shelo lishman mein adin she passel. But meanwhile, if was shinui kodesh, where the shechita now on the carbon chatzos, the kohen says, I'm shechting it l'shem ola, that's passel. So if that's true, meaning if you can have a machshavas psul on the shechita itself, for sure you should be able to have a machshavas psul on the shechita forecasting how the zrika is going to be l'shem kodesh. I'm sorry, for shinui kodesh. Okay. Ad kan, that's round three. And finally, the Gemara, the kavachomer now is a solid kavachomer. And this kavachomer is presented to us through Ravashi. Ravashi gives us his kavachomer. Hold that information, because the Gemara is going to keep referring to Ravashi's kavachomer. So this is a kavachomer that would support the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Now let's go over the shita of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Elal Lesiula Reish Lakish. Yeah. Rabbi Elal Lesiula Reish Lakish Lotam, Rabbi Zvika Vetesim Kavachomer. Mi Benye Mishchita Vekabala. Look, as far as, if you go back to the beginning of the Masechta was meticulous in terms of how do I know that there's such a concept of Shinui Kodesh by Zrika. How do I know there's a concept of Shinui Kodesh by, well, let's start from the beginning. How do I know there's Shinui Kodesh by Shechita, the Gemara quoted Pasuk? By Kabbal Sadam, the Gemara quoted Pasuk. By Zrika, the Gemara quoted Pasuk. And Halacha, as we pointed out, Halacha is really a subcategory of Kabbal Sadam. But in other words, we had drushas for every one of the avodas that Shinui Kodesh is going to be a postal. Now the Gemara says, really, I didn't need a drusha by Zrika. I could have learned it out from Shechita and Kabbalah Sadam. Now, if that line of the Gemara bothers you, it should, because earlier in the Masechta, we tried this before already, and we already pointed out that, no, we couldn't learn it out from just Shechita and Kabbalah Sadam. Hold that thought. We're going to come back to that thought in just a moment. But right now, let's just work with what we have in the Gemara. The Gemara says, I didn't need a special limud by Zrika. I could have learned it out from Shechita and Kabbalah Sadam. Lamai Hilchasa Kasa Rachmana. So then, if we're now arguing that the drasha by Zrika is superfluous, what is the drasha coming to teach me? Lama de'e mechashu me'avoda la'avoda. So therefore it's coming to teach me that we are not mechashu me'avoda la'avoda. Meaning we're not talking about pigle right now, we're talking about Shinui Kodesh, we're talking about Shalal Lishma. And what the extra drasha is coming to teach me is that when it comes to Shalal Lishma, it does not move from one avoda to another. Meaning, while doing the shechita, the Kohen is saying that he's going to be zorik the dam, shelo lishma, not as a carbon chatzis, but as another carbon, that will simply be ineffective. So, maskav la rapapa, v'dama de mechashu me'mod l'avoda. So the Gemara says, wait one second. Even if I'm going to buy your argument that the drush is extra, even if I buy that, how do I know what the drush is coming to teach me? Meaning, you're so confident that the drasha is coming to teach me in mechashu me'avoda l'avoda. Maybe the superfluous drasha is there to teach me that yes, we are mechashu me'avoda l'avoda. Imkein lishto kramine v'teis mikav v'chomer deravashi. The Gemara says no. If there was no drasha altogether, I tell you what we would have done. What we would have done is that we would have assumed the default assumption would be that yes, we are mechashu me'avoda l'avoda. Why is that the default assumption? Because Ravashi's Kavachomer. Ravashi's Kavachomer is so good that the conclusion would have been that you can be Mechash Me'avod de Lavoda. That's the default setting. Now when I have a superfluous drasha telling me otherwise, the otherwise has to be Ein Mechash Me'avod de Lavoda. The Idach Parechachi. Now as far as Rabbi Yochanan, what his counter-argument would be, Malahanach Shekein Tu Netzafam V'yeshtan Bechatzis Apnimius. Rabbi Yochanan would tell you that, look, your premise is faulty. You think that the drasha for Zrika is superfluous? It's not superfluous. Because what did you want to do? You want to learn out from Shechita and Kabbalah Sadam. You can't learn from Shechita and Kabbalah Sadam. Meaning, even if I knew that there was a Shinu Kodesh by Psul of Shechita and Kabbalah Sadam, Shechita and Kabbalah Sadam, even the Mematzinu, even the combined feature of the two, first of all, says the Gemara, they have to be done in the north. Zrika does not have to be done in the north side of the Azara. Additionally, says the Gemara, Shechit and Kabbalah Sadam you have by the Chatzos of Panimios. Zrika Sadam you don't have by the Chatzos of Panimios. So in other words, there are things that apply to Shechit and Kabbalah Sadam that do not apply to Zrika, and so therefore, even with a Mematzinu, I can't learn from Shechit and Kabbalah Sadam over to Zrika. The Idach, Hashtamiya B'Shlem and Kaiminan. Now, Reish Lakish actually has a response to that. And Reish Lakish says back to Rav Yochanan, you're right, but you're not right. Meaning, you're right that Shechita and Kabbalah Sadam has unique features. But that's only vis-a-vis the Karban Chatos. Remember, where did we learn all these halachas of Shinui Kodesh? We learned primarily these halachas in Shinui Kodesh by Shlamim, by the Karban Shlamim. By the Karban Shlamim, there's no halach of Safon. There's no Chatos HaMpitnimiyas when it comes to Karban Shlamim. So vis-a-vis where we originally learned these halachas by Karban Shlamim, so you don't have these unique features, and therefore my argument stands. That we could have learned a Mematzinu from Shechit and Kabbalah Sadam over to Zrika. There's another drasha by Zrika. The second drasha by Zrika is there to teach me a mechash me'avoda l'avoda. Okay, itmar. Shachta l'shma l'zrog dama shalal l'shma. The Gemara now is going to seemingly repeat the same debate that we just had. It's a repetition, but the reason why it comes up now is because the Gemara is just simply quoting later Amoraim who are deliberating the very same issue. Meaning, so far we have Rav Shitas Rav Yochanan that we are mechashe me'avoda l'avoda when it comes to both. I mean, everyone agrees by pigel. Rav Yochanan says it applies also to Shinui Kodesh, and Rav Yochanan says it also applies to avoda zara as well. And Reish Lakish says, no, it only applies by pigle. It doesn't apply by Shinu Kosh, and it doesn't apply by Avodah Zarah. It mashach l'shma l'zog dam shalol l'shma. Rav Nachman amar psula. Rabba amar kshera. V'hadu bei Rabba l'gabi Rav Nachman. Mikavachamad Rav Ashi. And so Rav Nachman and Rabba were debating this issue. And eventually Rabba capitulated to that of Rav Nachman because Rav Ashi's kavachamad. Rav Ashi's kavachamad is so good that basically, yes, we have to say that you are mechashem me'avod l'avod when it comes to l'shalol l'shma. And seemingly, although the Gemara doesn't say this, seemingly also by avodah zarah as well, but the Kav HaChomer only gets us to Shinui Kodesh. The Kav HaChomer actually doesn't go all the way to, over to Avodah Zarah. So you can argue with that last point. Okay. And Ad Kan, that takes us to the end of our first sugya of the day, first half of today's Daf. So again, the first discussion in today was whether or not by the Psul of Shinui Kodesh and also by Avodah Zarah, you have this idea of Mechashmi Avodah LaAvodah. While doing one Avodah, specifically the Shechita, you forecast how you're going to do a later Avodah. Either Shinui Kodesh, meaning it's a chatas and you say that I'm going to sprinkle the blood, L'Shem Ola, or by Avodah Zarah, I'm not shechting it for Avodah Zarah, but I'm forecasting how I'm going to either sprinkle the blood or do Hector Chalavim for Avodah Zarah. Rav Yochanan says that is a significant machshava on the Shechita, even though for the Shechita itself you're doing it b'kashrus, but you're forecasting how you're going to do a later Avodah b'psul, and according to Rav Yochanan, just like by Pigol, the animal now has the status of Pigol, so too by Shinui Kodesh, so too by Avodah Zarah, the animal has the status right here, right now. And based on the concept of Mechashmi Avodah L'Avodah. We're on Yud Amud Aleph, we are towards the bottom of the Amud, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Afa Asham. Which karbanos for Shinui Kodesh creates a psul? So in the Mishnah, only two. Pesach Bizmano and a Karban Chatas. And then the Mishnah brought in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer says, also the Asham. And the Gemara now is going to give really straightforward arguments, supporting Rabbi Eliezer, not supporting Rabbi Eliezer. We begin. Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Afa Asham, Tanya Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Chatas Baal Chet, Vasham Baal Chet, Ma Chatas Shalol Shema Psula, Av Asham Shalol Lishmo Pasol. So we start off with a very straightforward argument on behalf of Rabbi Eliezer, and that, of course, is the argument of what's the purpose of a chatas? To be mechaper, because somebody was a chote. What's the purpose of an asham? Same story. The person was a chote, so therefore he brings a carbon asham. So just like a machshava of shinui kodesh is posel by a chatas, so too by an asham as well, meaning just simply look at the functionality of the carbon. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, lo, memar b'chatas shekein damal amala. So Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, no. The carbon chazas has a unique halach, and that is specifically regarding the application of the blood. The blood, we're going to be talking about this in much greater detail later in the Masechta. But the blood of the carbon chazas, specifically right now we're talking about chazas behema. The blood of a chazas of a behema is applied on the four corners of the mizbeach above the chuta sikra. There is a red line on the mizbeach dividing the upper and lower half of the mizbeach. Most damim of most carbonos are applied to the lower half, lamata mechuta sikra. However, the blood of the carbon chatas is lamala mechuta sikra. And it's not just that it's lamala mechuta sikra. In fact, we're gonna fine tune that point a little bit later on this morning. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer Pesach Yechich, Shadam lamata v'shach shalosh ma'pasol. To which Rabbi Yoshua says, okay, but there's another carbon, which Shinui Kodesh is posel, and that's carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach is lamata mechuta sikra. By the way, I'm sorry, I said Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer counters and says, what about the Karban Pesach? So, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Mala Pesach Shekein Zmano Kavua. So, Rabbi Yeshua counters by saying, how can you talk about the Karban Pesach and bring that into the discussion? You know the Karban Pesach only comes at a specific time. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Chatas Tochiach. So, Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, what about the Karban Chatas, which does not come at a specific time? Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua says, Chozrani Chalila. Chazar Rabbi Eliezer, I'm sorry, Chozrani Chalila. So Rabbi Yeshua says, yeah, but I'm going to bring you back to my point, which is, Karban Chatas is lamala mechuta sikra. Later, the Gemara is going to wonder, meaning we're still in the middle of the Braisa, but later the Gemara is going to wonder, wait 1 second. We have the Pesach and we have the Chatas. Lo rizeh, kirizeh, lo rizeh, kirizeh. Okay, so they're not exactly the same. But can't we look at the common denominator between the two, like we always do, with a mematzinu, mishnei ksuvim? So later the Gemara is going to ask that question, and how come the Braisa seemingly neglected to make that point? Stay tuned. Chazar Rabbi Eliezer v'dana denachir. Rabbi Eliezer says, let me attack this from a different angle. Chatas nemar bahu b'shchita. He l'shma k'shera shalosh ma psula. We know that by the carbon chatas, the Torah says the words, who? And, or he. And so that means to tell me that if I do lishmo would be kosher, and if I do shalosh would be pasul. Pesach nemar bo who, right? Zevach Pesach who bizvicha who lishmo kosher shalosh ma pasul. Af asher nemar bo who lishmo kosher shalosh ma pasul. So you have the word who tells me that it has to be done specifically this way. Failure to do it this way results in a psul. We have that by the Chatas, we have that by the Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer says we also have that by the Ashem as well. So how can you argue with that? So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua Chatas nemar bo hi b'shkita. Hi lishma k'sher shalosh ma'psul. Pesach nemar bo hu b'zvicha. Hu lishma k'sher shalosh ma'psul. Ava Ashem lo nemar bo hu ela la'achar haktaras imurin. V'hu atzma shalosh huktari imurim k'sher. And the Rabbi Yeshua counter argument is really straightforward. Yes, it says he by chatzis, but that's vis-a-vis the shechita. Yes, it says who by the carbon pesach, but that's vis-a-vis shechita. But when it comes to the asham, it only says who at the point of the burning of the fats and the limbs of the animal. Haktaris imurim. The haktaris imurim comes after shechita, after zrika. In other words, the kapara has been achieved. Yes, there is a mitzvah to be makdir, the imurim of a carbon, but it's not likuva, meaning the Gemara says that the even if you didn't go through the step of taking the imurim of the carbon and burning it on the mizbech, it's still a kasher carbon. So in other words, no. So that's not. It's also not a good argument. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer Hari Omer kechatas kasham machatas shalosh ma'pasol afashem shalosh ma'pasol. Right. So and finally, the final argument to Rabbi Eliezer is that in Perek Zayin of Vayikra, the Torah says, Kachatas Kasham, and the Torah there is telling me that whatever true by the Chatas is true by the Asham, and just like a Chatas, Shalosh Mos Pasol, so to that by the Asham, Shalosh Mos Pasol, Ad Kan Divrei HaBraisa, at least, that's the portion of the Braisa that we have now been treated to in the Braisa. At least, what we have received in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer gets the last word. So, no, Amar Mar. So with the, with all that stated, so the Gemara now, as it classically does, goes back over a number of points that were made in the Braisa, and we get to recap some of these points. Amar Mar. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua harini chozrani chalila v'le mehadu dina v'leisa b'me'atzad. So why don't we, using the me'atzad, meaning, look, Karm Pesach is not like Chatas. Chatas is not like Karm Pesach, but what's the common denominator? That if I do a shaloshma would be puzzle, same thing would be true of the Asham. The Gemara says, "Mishum deikla mifrach mal latzar shavah shabem sheken yesh bem tzad kares." The Gemara says, "Because I know what your counter argument is going to be. Your counter argument is going to be that even if I take the common denominator between the two, look, a chatzis is being brought because someone violated an iser kares, the shogeg, but still, it's an iser kares. Karm Pesach failure to bring the Karm Pesach results in an onish kares. So you have kares associated with the chatzis, you have kares associated with the Karm Pesach." And that's not true by an asham, meaning for a carbon asham, there is no iser kares. Now, interesting, by the way, Tosfos over here points out, there is an asham talui. An asham talui is a carbon asham, and it's brought for somebody who may have violated an iser kares. Why isn't that a consideration? So Tosfos says, because even though the asham talui is for an iser kares, but it's not mechapir on the kares. All it does is, it just holds you in a bind. It suspends you. And then you get to the point where if you learn, you're going to have to bring a carbon chatas. So Tosfos points out that the Ashram Talui, even though it's a carbon Ashram, even though it's for a Issa Kares, but it's not, it cannot be brought into this discussion. Amal Rabbi Yeshua, lo me'amart b'chatas, shekein damal amala v'lei maleim, lo me'amart b'chatas, shekein nichnas damal lefnei v'lefnim. So the Gemara says now, as we're relating to how the carbon chatzis is so unique, so the Gemara pointed out, Rabbi Yoshua pointed out that the carbon chatzis blood application is on the four corners above the chut hasikra. You know, there's a lot of other halachas relating to the dam of the chatzis that are unusual. So why not point out number one that the blood goes lefnai v'lefnim? On certain carbon chatzis, the blood is brought into the kodesh hakadosh, notably on Yom Kippur. So Bechatas of chatzin is coming. And the Gemara says, no, but we're talking right now about the standard carbon chatas. She'im nichnas dam lefnav lefnim psula. So, and we know that when it comes to a standard carbon chatas, in fact, you take the blood of the standard carbon chatas and you bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, actually that's going to disqualify the carbon chatas. Isra le Rabbi Lezer, afa ashram shekem echaperos achavi krisos. So the lefnav lefnim psula. Isra le Rabbi Lezer, afa ashram shekem echaperos. I'm sorry, Afa Asham. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer would say in his response that he believes that the same thing is true regarding the Karban Hashem. That if the blood of the Karban Hashem was taken lefnei v'lefnim, so the Karban would be pasul. Shekeim echaperes al chayvei krisos. So the Gemara says, now, why not point out, again, we're looking for notable difference of the Karban Chatos, and the Braisa seemingly didn't make these points. So why not point out that by a Karban Chatos, it's mechaper chayvei krisos. And a person violates one of the Isuri Kares, so he has to bring a Karban Chatos. That's not true by an Asham. The Gemara says, Mechatos Shishmiya Kol. The Gemara says, yeah, but go on to the beginning of Perek Hay and the Karban Olav Yorid. Karban Olav Yorid is a Karban Chatos, but again, it's a little bit different because it fluctuates in price. But it is a Karban Chatos. And the Gemara says, and there, for Shmiyas Kol, for suppression of testimony, a person swears that he doesn't know anything, doesn't have testimony, and then he admits that he does, he has to bring a Karban Olav Yorid. And for such an individual, that's not an Issachar race. So the Gemara says, she came to Una Arba Matanos. So the Gemara says, why not note another notable difference between a Chatas and an Asham? Chatas goes four applications. Asham, as we'll learn in the fifth parak of the Masechta, two applications. So the Gemara says, Kerebi Shmal Damar Kol Adam to Unam Arba Matanos. Al Arba Karnos. So the Gemara says, well, maybe Rabbi Eliezer subscribes to the opinion of Rabbi Shmal. Rabbi Shmal says that by Karban Asham, actually four applications. The Gemara says, okay, but look at these basic differences between Chatas and Hashem. By Chatas, the blood application is done with a finger, as opposed to a pouring. And by Karban Hashem, by all other Karbanos, it's done with a pouring. But with the Karban Chatas, it's done with an application by the finger. I mean, you have to dip your finger in the blood and directly apply it to the Mizbeach. Ha'ika Karen. Also, you're hitting the actual horns of the Mizbeach. We'll talk later structurally how the Mizbeach works, but it has to go directly onto the horns. Ha'ika Chuda, and it's not good enough if it goes on the side of the Mizbeach. It must hit the edge of the Mizbeach. Elachan Mitre V'tlas Taminaka. The Gemara finally concedes. Rabbi Yoshua was not going over every one of the differences between the Chatzos and the Asham. Rabbi Yoshua was just highlighting some of the basic differences between them. But as we've just articulated, there are numerous basic differences that exist between a Chatzos and Asham, and Rabbi Yoshua was just giving us the very basics, if you will. Okay, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we'll pick it up. Again, let's chazer. We went over today, we finished up yesterday's daf, regarding a Shinui Kodesh and a Shinui Bialim by a non-Chatzos Chatzos, like the Chatzos of Nachshon, like the Chatzos of Mitzor, and that of a Nazir. We then went in today to two sugyas. First sugya of the day was Mechashu Me'avoda La'avoda. Is that true by Shinui Kodesh? Is it going to be true by Avoda Zara? Rav Yochanan says yes to both. Reish Lakish says no to both. And the question of whether or not we take the halacha of Mechashu Me'avoda La'avoda from Pigol and move it over to Shinui Kodesh and to Avoda Zara. Wait just one second. And then the second half of today's daf, we chazer over the machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says that the psul of Shkinu Kodesh is not just by Chatas and by Karban Pesach Bizmanu, but also by Anashim as well. And what we went over today is the machlokas in between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer vis-a-vis why Rabbi Eliezer does include the Ashim, and Rabbi Yeshua says that we do not include the Ashim. Le'ilui nishmas Machabas Yochanan. Nachman Mishalom Hash. Rabbi Chanan Ben Akash Marasik Hashbarach. Zakat Shoch. Zichach Yerben Tzomit Shoshanem Arnei Chafetz Masik. Oh, Yagdil Shoravi.